Can your organization survive without managed services? That is our question for today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Surviving without managed services. Who would want to do it? Why are we even asking this question? It's a question that I actually saw the other day, like literally the other day, in an article, and it was phrased in a way, it was slightly different. It wasn't asking whether we could survive without managed services. It was asking, is managed services still relevant? Do we still need managed services today? And that was the whole crux of the article. And I'll post a link to that article should you want to go and read it yourself. I encourage you to do that. But I see a lot of this stuff these days. Now, it's not a particularly popular domain. Maybe for some of you it is, but I'm not familiar with this person, not familiar that much with this publication, but the article poses why do modern businesses need managed IT services today? And the inference is maybe this was something that was needed 10, 15, 20 years or more ago, but is it still relevant today? And that's how I took the title and the, you know, the whole synopsis of the article. And I thought it was interesting because it's a good question to ask. Every so often, you have to re-ask critical questions just to see if they're still relevant, just to see if the answers are still the same. Sometimes they change. And the piece is overall fairly pro-managed services. I don't know if the person who wrote this works for an MSP. I don't know. There's no attribution of who this person works for. Maybe they do work for an MSP organization, but I can't find it in here. But the point is that the article raises a question that we should all have the answer to this question. I mean, if the last 12, 24 months isn't really clear for us, for all of us, about where we come down on the role managed service providers play, then something else is going on. But I would phrase the question a little bit differently, which is not why do modern businesses still need managed services today, but I would phrase it as can modern businesses survive without managed services? That's the question. It's not whether they need them. Can they do the things that they need to do to survive and remain operational absent the participation and help of an MSP? That, I think, is a relevant question. So I've kind of broken it down into, and after you've read this article, right, take a quick read, and I've come up with kind of three areas that I think answer the question of can you survive without managed services today. And it comes down to distinct areas that have nothing to do with, how should I put this? These are all things that any organization that is connected to the internet must do. So put aside the MSP movement for a while and just any business, pick a business that you happen to be in. Chances are you rely on the internet. Chances are you rely on technology. You rely on the cloud. You rely on something to do your work. Even if you have a very old-fashioned line of business, let's say you're a luthier. Let's say you're a pipe welder. Let's say you are a painter, an artist. Let's say you are oh, I don't know, pick any of those, you know, maybe not so mainstream professions, you still, chances are, do something. You market, you communicate, you sell your goods and services. You rely on technology in some way. And that's even, that's for the more obscure types of professions. And I'm not saying the artists are obscure, but I'm saying, you know, they're not necessarily like, gaming platform designers, right? Which obviously rely heavily on technology, or, you know, scientists today who do, you know, need very powerful computers to do crunching of data and things of that nature. I'm talking about professions that historically have not been very tech savvy. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Even those professions do rely on technology today. And each of these three areas is something that a normal, average, professional business or organization of whatever type, they need these things. And these three things can all be done without a managed service provider. But it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean it's going to be cheap. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to go, you know, significantly more quickly out of business if you don't have external help with these three areas. Because if you don't get help with these areas, yeah, you could do it yourself if you had unlimited budget, if you had access to all the people you need. You know, there's ways that you could do this, but it's not really practical for 99% of the organizations out there on the planet. So I'm going to go through the list, and each of these areas is going to reaffirm not just why do you still need managed services, it's going to answer the question, can you survive in today's environment, in today's world, without a managed service provider? Number one, vendor management. Just dealing with vendors, dealing with companies that sell you and your organization hardware or software or other services. The complexities of modern life and modern business operations is such that you probably have to have a handful of relationships with third-party vendors. And often those third-party vendors don't really want to have a direct relationship with you. Now, it's not because they don't care about you. Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't. But it's because they don't want to have a business relationship with you. They would rather have a better customer service experience, and they elect to do that for their customers by having partners, channel partners. And channel partners do a great value. They do quite a lot of things, but one of those things is they offload the pressure of the vendor from having to deliver direct to the customer support, warranty support, customer service, questions, basic things that would tie up a lot of resources. The channel partner community can really absorb a lot of that. And that's a legitimate business service that the channel provides and always has been and always will provide. I think that that's a soft customer service facing element to this. There's another element to vendor management that the MSPs provide, which is goes well beyond just the aesthetic of customer service, calls and support and triage, and that is the very deep technical support that the MSP provides that either the vendor can't provide, won't provide, or can't scale enough to the type of and the number of customers that the MSP and their channel community are supporting. It would crush the vendor support network overnight. And I know that to be true. I've talked to a lot of vendors over the years who acknowledge, right, we do not want to be in the business of having to support all of these customers. At that level of scale, they can only do things in a very limited fashion. And typically that means giving support to a much smaller community of partners, that's more manageable, you know, multiplying that end user community touch point by 10 or 100, and you get to a point where the internal vendor support community would just crumble and collapse in on itself due to the weight of that type of pressure. So vendor management is a huge, has been since the beginning of managed services and still is today. Vendor management is a very critical service role that the MSP plays in helping customers deal with the growing number of vendors who deliver tools, services, and other things to the customer that the customer needs in their organization to operate. Number one. Number two, and this is certainly falls into my big bucket category of compared to 20, 25 years ago, I remember the conversation around managed services was always about helping the internal IT department do their thing better. Now, they were almost always talking to mid-market and enterprise customers who had their own internal IT departments already. And so it was early on, it was a very kind of a, hey, we're not a threat. We're the MSP. We're here to help you do your job better. We're here to help free you up. Give us all the stuff that you don't want to do, all the crap work, you know, and that's how early managed services sales used to look like, is helping the internal IT person or department get back to the things that they should be doing instead of just sitting there doing break and fix routine stuff that is not strategic to the company and was costing the company a lot of money, although they didn't realize it, a lot of them. And it was just keeping the organization afloat, but not really pushing them forward strategically. And that is something I think we absolutely learned as a result in part of managed services. Today, I think that that's a fairly bland truth, meaning it's a fairly recognizable benefit of managed services. You don't have to scratch very deeply into the surface to understand that a managed services relationship will and should free up your internal IT department to do things that are strategic to the company. For everybody else who either doesn't have a full-time IT department, doesn't have any IT department at all, or they have an IT department but it's very minimal, the cyber threats that they face, and I think the last 36 months have proven undeniably, at least to me, that cyber threats don't discriminate about size, type of organization, whether you're public, whether you're private, whether you're for-profit, whether you're not-for-profit. It doesn't matter. They don't care. They assume that you've got something that's valuable to you, and if they can find that out, they're gonna steal. They're going to lock it up. And the threats today are non-discriminating. They hit everybody, organizations of all sizes, and that's our reality. And so no matter where you stand on the first issue, right, or in actually any of these issues, the threats that cybercrime presents to organizations of all types today really means that you either have sufficient resources internally to do this on your own, or you have to find an MSP to help you. And the number of organizations that have sufficient people internally to do this probably are, you know, less than 1% of all organizations on the planet. I'd probably count some of those organizations as being intelligence organizations, spy organizations, you know, government entities and or internal or defense department supply chain vendors of significant size, you know, like aerospace vendors, who probably have very capable, sophisticated internal cybersecurity resources, even they outsource. Hint, hint. So even the big guys still outsource when they can, because it's just more economical for them. So the small guys who don't have anything close to those types of resources, people resources or any other resources, they have to rely on the managed service provider. That's just a given. And it's the cybersecurity threat that we face today that is very different than what it was 15, 20 years ago that has really, you know, in the column of, yeah, there is no way you survive today without managed services. That's a big checkbox. Number two. The third one has three components, and the third one gets to, it starts off with a people or human resources issue, and that is the scarcity of talent capable of fulfilling the internal IT, internal cybersecurity threats that organizations of all sizes need in order to survive today. And that's a big one. And that's been around for the last 5-10 years. It's not new. It's not going away yet. We still have some work to do before we can bring that back into view and start to really address that issue. Because it's not just a United States issue. It's all over globally. We're just not producing enough people who have this capacity and this understanding to get in this field of work, and that's a problem. So until we figure that out, MSPs are the best choice to mitigate against a lack of people, lack of bodies who are available to help out with not just the cyber threats, but also just the general internal demands of IT, right? Not separate issues, in my opinion. They're very much connected. And the people issue has always been a selling point of managed services, and it still is today. But today it's more critical, it's more acute. This lack of cybersecurity specialist is really a problem, and the MSPs have far more of those types of people working for them than any other sector in the planet. So you can imagine why, you know, managed services is so hot right now, and why it is going to continue to remain hot is because of this. It's one of the big reasons why, is because they have the people. They can scale those people through these other two elements of this last point, which is the technology and the process. And the technology, and that gets back to what I mentioned in vendor management, right? If the end user has to have access to technology in order to remain operational, then going to an MSP who already has these technologies acquired, configured, set up, operating effectively, and here's the last bit, the clincher. They've got these technologies operating with other technologies in a seamless manner that make those technologies operate in concert in a very unique way that the end user organization otherwise would have to have spent a lot of time and money with those people that they can't get in order to achieve that same outcome. So think about it again. The MSP has the people. They have access to the technologies. The technologies are there to do the monitoring, the management, the backup, the securing, the documentation, all the things that a modern day normal sized organization needs in order to remain operational. The MSP's got all those technologies, but more importantly, all those technologies are working together. They are coordinating with one another by design. And they are working in such a way that the MSP can put them to use for that customer, for that organization, and have a far more effective business outcome for that customer than the customer could achieve on their own without significant expense. Right? It's not that these things don't exist. It's not like we're dealing with something that, you know, only the MSPs can obtain. That's not true. But without the people and without the time and the money and the know-how, and this gets to the last element of that third point, which is process. It's the process used when people put together all these disparate technologies, make them work in a seamless fashion, and make them work in a way that obtains a business objective. That process becomes critically important. And unless you have people who you can hire and say, I want you to replicate all this and acquire all the tools and know how to put them together so that they're integrated, they are operating efficiently, they speak to one another, they're secured, yeah, but they're working the way they should and the way they can. And there's a process that is at work that really makes this hyper efficient. When I say it, it sounds easy. It sounds simple. People, technology, process. Yeah, anyone could do it, right? Well, if anyone could do it, we'd have a heck of a lot more MSPs out there than we do. Or I should say we'd have a heck of a lot more highly efficient, effective MSPs than we do. It's not easy, and it's not a thing that happens overnight. We're not talking about a paint-by-numbers, you know, assemble your own, you know, racing kit here. This is not that. You have to have a very particular mind and a mindset to develop a managed services operation. And if you don't have those things, you may end up with a bunch of really cool software and technology and a bunch of people that you spend a lot of money on, and it looks like an MSP, but it doesn't operate like one. It doesn't generate the numbers, and it doesn't in any way quickly, you know, shape up like an MSP practice would. And if it's difficult for the channel to do that, imagine how difficult it is for the end user to do that. And that maybe is going to be a topic for another time, which is the ease of getting into, or the difficulty of getting into managed services, and why managed services is so relevant today is in great part answered by the question or the statement that it's not that easy to become efficient in delivering one-to-many IT services. Some end user organizations figured this out, but not a lot. And therein lies a great reason why managed services is so much in demand, and why for the vast majority of organizations today, they can't survive without managed services, because they would otherwise just have a very big, expensive, inefficient break-fix IT department inside their company. Bet you haven't thought about that in that way. I don't think about it like that a lot, and I should, because it's a very big chasm. It doesn't occupy a lot of space distance-wise, but it's a very deep philosophical, practical chasm between break-fix and proactive managed services. And the same gap that exists in the IT channel, believe you me, it exists in the end user organizations as well. And that's why you have very, very, very few end user organizations that actually have internal IT departments that operate and look the same as an MSP does. That is why managed services is so critical today, and that's why most organizations on the planet could not survive without managed services. That's my thought. If you guys have some thoughts of your own, if you have some comments, questions, love to hear them. Send us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. If you want to be on the program, share your thoughts with the audience. We'd love to have you. Send us an email at the same place, and let's talk. Until next time, Charles Weaver with MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.